This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed star of the Capitol steps. And she's always so bubbly in her personality, but I think that's because to this point she hasn't had to go through the enhanced pat-down or the whole body image scanner. Elena, I know you guys travel from time to time. How much are you not looking forward to this?
I'm not really sure what I've been exposed to so far. Really, I'm not. But I definitely had a pat down. But I thought, well, maybe if I'm looking for something interesting to do on New Year's Eve, I'll just go down to the airport and I'll just say I won't walk through the scanner and see what happens.
There you go. Yeah, that will be a party. You'll get a lot of attention. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, this is all a reaction to the underwear bomber, as he's known, from a year ago. I think it's really amazing how our government, you know, figures these things out about 9 or 10 months later.
Yeah, I know. That's what's really reassuring. We're taking our shoes off from something that happened in 2002 and, you know, other things that happened along the way. And I remember you and I joking last year, well, what's next with the underwear bomber? Are they going to actually make us be naked? Well, yeah, on screen they are, unfortunately.
I think maybe somebody heard you say that and said, hey, why not? Let's go with that.
Apparently our dry sense of humor was not interpreted as such, and they actually thought we were serious. But anyway.
Well, do you know if Janet Napolitano listens to your show?
I'd be shocked to find out if that were true, but hey, we welcome listeners of all different stripes. So
they're listening everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. So, but the Capitol steps, of course, not ones to miss, a major story that's obviously drawing a lot of fevered reaction around the country.
Hello. I'm Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano. I'm sure many of you are wondering how explosives managed to get onto a cargo plane from Yemen. And this follows the already heightened concern regarding the attempted bombing on a flight to Detroit last Christmas Day. And as you also know, your government is very good at anticipating these events after they occur. For example, in response to the shoe bomber, we required everyone to take off their shoes before boarding a flight. In response to the attempt with liquids, we limited everyone to 3 ounces. So I am here tonight to announce the following policy changes that will result from last Christmas Day's bombing attempt. All right, here goes. Because the bomber was sitting in seat 19F, we are removing seat 19F from all planes. Because the bomber hid explosives in his underwear, we are forbidding underwear. And there will no longer be one of those onboard channels that shows where a flight is headed. As a matter of fact, we will no longer tell anyone where any plane is going. You will simply get on board and take your chances. Now, as you also know, we have installed new scanning equipment in the airports. The bad news is you're going to have to go through these scanners naked. The good news is this will be considered an MRI under Obamacare. And, of course, there will be a $15 copay. Now, of course, we're not going to profile people exactly. I know some of you are concerned about that, but we are going to try to look for the very, very subtle little, tiny little clues that only an expert like me would recognize. Oh. Well, I see this as a teachable moment. Okay, gentlemen, has anyone unknown to you given you anything to carry on this flight?
Unknown?
No, we knew him. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. My work here is done. Thank you very much.
She seemed like a nice man. Strangers on your flight might cause a scare. Well, it is just not right. They seized my hair gel. We could yell jihad before your flight is through.
Hear the liberals say, we can't profile them, we'll pass TSA with just a smile then.
As guards stop some nuns and make them all get nude. Strangers on your flight, are you concerned that we're a danger to your flight?
Hey, Ahmed does my new explosive rig. make my butt look big.
Honestly, your derriere is smoking in that underwear.
Now, every single flight, when you must travel, be prepared to fight. Mm-hmm. If things unravel,
where did we fly from? You'll hear it when we hum. Dubai, Dubai, do. Dubai.
Dubai, Dubai, do. Is where we flew by. Hey, Ahmed, what do you think will happen to us now?
Well, since I lit a bomb and burned my tukus, terror's not the charge on which they'll book us.
We are facing life
for smoking on a flight.
Boy, Elena, you guys are right ahead of the curve. Have you seen the photo of the nun getting frisked this week?
I did. We had that in our show for years. We had a nun getting frisked while everybody else sailed right by. So I still have the nun outfit to prove it.
Wow. And that is, well, you can definitely bring that back out to the show. What else are you guys looking at here?
Well, we're working on the new Congress and waiting for them to start doing something we can make fun of. So.
Well, that shouldn't take long. And, of course, you got the presidential candidates potentially lining up here pretty quickly.
Sarah, my goodness, 2011 is going to be primary season already, isn't it?
Yeah, Sarah Palin already saying she might run, and if she does, she thinks she can win. Other people saying maybe not so, but already the trash-talking beginning.
Okay, well, we're ready for all of it. We've still got our Mitt Romney song from 2007.
Very good. From the looks of it, you're going to have to come up with a lot of different songs because there's going to be no shortage of Republican candidates. I think on some of these early debates, there'll be more people on stage than in the audience, but we'll have to see.
If everybody just votes for themselves.
Yeah, exactly right. Elena, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building. Check them out online also at capsteps.com, where you can get a copy of their latest CD, Liberal Shop of Horrors. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.